What's up, movers? It is Thursday, 6:55 in the morning. I'm feeling drained. I woke up and I could complain, but instead of using this energy to be negative, I'm going to shift this energy and focus on creating. And so I'm on here right now at 6:55 in the morning in my bedroom about to share a message with you guys. So real quick, again, if you could please screenshot this, tag me in your story, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review. Let me know that you're in community with me. I want to hear from you. I want to know who my listeners are. I'm curious. I have a few listeners and I have yet for someone to come forward and talk to me. I'm not scary. I'm friendly. I just want to know that you're here. I'm tired. Again, I told you I'm drained. So yeah, I'm going to get into this message, but yes, please do that small favor for me. I appreciate you guys so much. I wouldn't be where I am with this platform if it weren't for my listeners. So if you could just keep sharing the love and keep this message going, thank you. All right, so as promised, I'm going to get into this message, and I want to start out by really just saying what I'm grateful for. Typically, when I get up in the morning, I started this thing that I need to meditate, I need to read and shower all before I get on my phone. I also started a thing that at 8 p.m. I'm done with my phone. But last night I got on my live and... Papa. Yes, Papa?
I got a napkin.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, my son is back home now and you will hear him from time to time. I'm in here. But typically that's my routine. I got on my live last night with the message on my heart. And in case you missed the live, and in case you don't care to listen to my live, you got this. So there's a few ways that you can connect with me. You can connect with me on my website, brittanynicole.com. That's BrittanyNicole.com. On there, you are going to find everything about me. My YouTube, my podcast, my blogs, the company I'm affiliated with, all the things, my story, everything that you could possibly think of will be on there. Our stickers that my partner and I came out with for our duo podcast. If you have not yet heard it, it is Making It Through with Britt and Nell. So yeah, I'm gonna start out this podcast by just saying the things that I'm grateful for. So each morning I want you to do this exercise with me. Okay, go wipe your hands. What we're doing is finding the tiny things that we take for granted. Of course, you're grateful for your family, your kids, your husband, your health, your car, right? Your house, your job. You're thankful for the big things, of course, right? Society has, you know, made up even days for us to be grateful for these, like National Sunday or National Husband Day or National Boyfriend Day. So society has kind of shifted us to say, okay, well, we have to express how grateful we are on social media and make it less less personable. So yeah, we've already created days for that. So let's get a little bit deeper and let's talk about something that we take for granted. So I'll start. I am thankful for these tears that are running down my eyes right now. They're running down my eyes because I'm yawning, but I'm grateful for them because if I didn't have these tears, my eyes would be super dry. And that wouldn't give me the ability to see the way I see. It'd be very uncomfortable. So, number one, I'm grateful for my tears that are coming down my eyes. Number two, I'm grateful for the ability to communicate with you guys, to speak English as well as I do. And what? Okay, go over there, Papa. I'm on the phone, okay? I'll be with you in a second. Thank you. So I'm thankful for the ability to communicate. Which is also the type of, which also comes down to its origin, which is, yes, Papa. Okay, go out there. Huh? Go out there, please.
Why?
Because I'm on the phone. Hopefully, this message gets through here. Yes, but you need to finish eating, please. Thank you. So, which goes back to the origin of my learning, right? My upbringing in the classroom, the fact that I was able to communicate with my teacher gives me the ability to communicate well with my listeners. So I'm grateful for communication. I'm also grateful for my sense of touch, my fingertips right now as I'm moving my thumbs across my finger, or my thumb across my finger, I'm able to feel a sensation on my fingertips that some people may not be able to feel because maybe they don't have a hand, maybe they don't have feeling in their hand. So I'm grateful for these things that I didn't earn. So if you could find three things in the day that you're grateful for, and I would say if you can do it in the morning, that's even better, because the moment that we wake up, we begin to be negative and talk about how we don't want to go to work and so on and so forth and all the things. And I'm not saying that those things aren't true. I understand that you're human, and that's why I want to unpack this, because much like you, I am human, and today I woke up this morning with the thought of, I am drained. I am drained. It's true. I'm emotionally drained. I'm drained from work. I'm drained. I've been pouring into myself so I can pour into you guys, but I'm on a new routine now that my son is back, and so I'm drained. And that's okay. But we magnify whatever we focus on. And so if I continue to focus on the fact that I'm drained, nothing is going to change. So instead of using this energy on something negative, I want to shift this energy. And being that I'm a creator and I create content for my listeners, my readers, my Instagrammers, all my platforms I create, I'm using this energy to create, kind of like the tattoo that I have on my side. And so I want to talk about the fact that we are human, and the fact that however you feel is okay. However you feel inside, with the inside voices that you have, is okay. That's you. That is the real you. The real you that no one else sees. The real you that no one else knows. Because you only know yourself the way that you know yourself, behind closed doors. And for so long, we've been feeding this monster. And I did it for years. We've been feeding this ego, because this ego has always told us that we need to protect who we are with our brain gives us evidence to, you know, make ourselves right, which is feeding the ego. Our brain gives us understanding by labeling, which is feeding our ego. And our brain stops our heart in a sense, right? It keeps us prideful, which is ego. And so, man, oh man, I'm drained. And I'm being honest with you guys. I'm accepting the fact that I'm human, but I'm also doing something about it. All that means is I'm human, but I get to change this. I get to improve this, and you can too. I'm not over here feeding my ego saying like, oh, I'm freaking perfect. Like, I'm going to get on my platform right now, speak to my listeners, deliver it in a perfect way, pretend like I don't have any weeds in my garden, so on and so forth. I do. I'm human. And because I accept these bad parts of me and I come on here and I'm raw with you guys, I'm also working on those things. I'm also figuring out myself in front of you guys, in front of the world, to see, in the hopes that you figure out who you are, and that by listening to this, you have enough momentum to start the work. Because I would not be here if I just fed my ego over and over again. I wouldn't be here where I am today, 6 months later. I think March is when I begin. And even then, when I began this journey, it wasn't like it is now. It wasn't like it is now because I was very inconsistent with loving myself, which is the first relationship that we have. I was very inconsistent with accepting that I am not perfect. I was very consistent with feeding my ego, though. So let's unpack that. What does this mean? So I'm going to share with you guys an experience that I had. And in hopes that you see, I chose to feed my heart. And because I chose to feed my heart, my outcome was more greater than I could have ever imagined. And it's always been like that. My choice for feeding my heart or my ego has always been a choice. I just never saw it. And so I hope this brings awareness to you, and I hope that you choose to feed your heart. So let's get on with this story. In this moment, I had so much joy in my heart to fall asleep on the phone each night with this person. And I thought that this feeling was very known by both parties, myself and the other person. And so when this person said that, you know, we weren't gonna like fall asleep on the phone each night, it went against my ego in a sense, right? I got hurt and I said, why would this person do this knowing that I love falling asleep on the phone with this person? Maybe they, and I'm going to unpack this with you, I'm going to go into my fictional writing and my stories I would tell my brain. Maybe this person thinks I'm annoying. Maybe this person isn't really that into me. And maybe I'm being pushy. This is what I was telling myself. And when I began to tell myself these things, my ego began to hurt. Not my heart. My ego began to hurt. Because I was telling myself these perceptions without his truths or his intentions. I didn't communicate this with him yet. I was telling myself all these stories by myself. And I wouldn't have. But instead of choosing to feed my ego, like I've done for 30 something years, I said, all right, let me feed my heart. And I began to talk to myself. And I began to talk to myself because that relationship that I talk about, the first relationship that we have, where we have to show up consistently by loving ourselves when we don't want to. And right then and there, of course I didn't want to. I was telling myself negative things about myself. So I began to unpack that. I began to talk myself down from the ledge. And this is how I did it. I said, all right, just because you didn't get your way does not give you the right to tell him good night and that's it. Just because you didn't get your way does not mean that he doesn't like you. He just drove 30 minutes over here knowing, you know, everything that he has going on in his life, all the things that he has to do. You know this 100%. You know all the sacrifices that he had to make to get here. So why are you allowing your ego to tear you down? Why are you allowing these negative thoughts in your mind when you know, your heart knows that these things are aren't true. So I began to talk myself down from the ledge first. And the way that you do that is you talk to yourself. You counteract those negative thoughts with the positive thought. And because I was able to do that, I was able to come to him with my heart. I was able to tell him, hey, when you said that you didn't want to fall asleep on the phone anymore, I took it this way. I fed my heart, and because I fed my heart, I gave him a chance, and I gave us a chance. He began to tell me the truth about his intentions. And when he began to tell me the truth about his intentions, we were able to communicate. Also, I want to point out that because we did this, had I stuck with my ego with a good night, that would have made him feel that his travel was less than. That he did all this to travel all the way over here, but I could care less because here I am not getting my way, being a brat in his eyes, right? Because he doesn't know what's going on in my head. Even though I felt like these emotions were very well known, there's no way that he knows what was going on inside of my head until I told him. And when, because I did that, he humbled me and I was able to be like, you know what? Thank you for coming over here and spending the 30 minutes with me that you did. You didn't have to. You have all these things that you said no to because you said yes to me. I was grateful for his effort. What he did wasn't done in vain. Like, it wasn't done for nothing. And because of that, I learned a few things. That I could trust him because I could first trust myself. I could first trust myself by telling myself the truth about how I felt, what inside voices were coming inside of my head. I was able to trust my heart, not my brain. So I learned that. And I learned that because I trusted myself, I could trust him. And because I trusted him with these thoughts, I was able to see that even though I'm not perfect, and I will never be perfect, he still wants me. Even though I'm not perfect and I'll never be perfect, he still wants me. And another thing happened from that was he was able to tell me his trigger and what triggers him, which was the short goodnight. So all in all, because I fed my heart, I was true to myself. I stopped lying. I started accepting. We were able to be more successful in this. And I get it. It takes work. And maybe some of you don't want to put in the work. Maybe some of you want something for nothing. Maybe some of you just enjoy the pain you put yourself through, because you are able to make it through by complaining. Maybe some of you hate yourself so much that if you give your partner all of you till there's nothing left, you think that in return they will love you. That's not true. If you hate yourself, and I say hate yourself by you put yourself last, your partner will never put you first. You project how you feel onto others. I love myself, and I love myself hard. And because I love myself, always, even when it's hard, by accepting myself, how I feel, the real feelings, I accept myself for me, not for who I think I need to be, not for who I think you think I need to be, but for me. I can love a stranger. I project love out. So when someone's flipping me off or cutting me off in traffic, instead of hating a stranger, instead of flipping them off, instead of repaying them with the same kind of treatment they first paid me, which is your ego, I share my heart and I put myself in their shoes and I say, I don't know what's going on in their head for them to project that, but I know it has nothing to do with me. So if I can love them, even without them knowing, if I could just stay calm, if I could smile, if I could just project love, then it's a win-win. My heart feels well. It's a win-win. Because one day, when they're ready, they're going to wake up and they're going to love. If they run across my podcast, they're going to wake up one day and love. We were made to be loved. Every single person was made to be loved. All the love that you need is within yourself. People just add on to that happiness, but they don't define your happiness. Your identity is not in someone else. They don't make you happy. They don't make you sad. You are the only one with that power. You get to decide. Stop blaming others. Stop praising others. No. Okay. Your charger's in the backpack. Okay. Put your charger on it. You get to decide these things. It is your life, no one else's life. So stop being someone that society wants you to be because they're more comfortable. Get uncomfortable. You're going to be more successful. Get uncomfortable. Do different to get different. Stop doing the same thing day in and day out. I literally wake up happy, although I have these things in my life that are not rainbows and unicorns every single day. I'm genuinely happy. Like, I love my life. I love my life because life is a process. And oddly enough, death is the goal, right? And I'm going to unpack that. Death is the goal because it's the end, the ending. And when we die, we're done. So that's the goal. But all of us are rushing towards this goal. Like, we can't wait for the next day. We can't wait for the next day. And we're forgetting to just enjoy the process, our lives. Enjoy the middle parts of it. COVID happened, yeah. So what? What did you learn from it? It's not COVID that you hate, it's your life. What did you learn? Like, you, how many people would give their life to be at home, homeschooling with their children because they lost theirs? Why are you so ungrateful? I love you enough to tell you right now, you are ungrateful. You didn't earn these things. We don't earn love. So stop treating love as such that only certain kind of people deserve it. No. Love yourself and you will love everyone. You just will. Listen to what I'm saying. Trust me enough to say, to know that I wasn't this woman back in March. Trust me enough to say that I am human and I face battles too. In front of you, on the phone with you, on lives with you, on podcasts with you, on blogs with you. I share every part of my life in the hopes that you will grasp it and it'll make sense to you and you will get enough momentum to where you say, okay, today I am taking charge of my life. Not tomorrow. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. Not a week from now. I'm not saying don't plan ahead, but don't for a second believe that you have another day, because if you believe you have another day, you've been robbed. The lies are robbing you from living your life, from enjoying your life, from loving your life. These are all choices you make on a daily basis. Start taking responsibility and understand your life is the way it is right here, right now, however that looks, and that is okay. But it's because you decided that you wanted this. You decided that you were going to be inconsistent with loving you. You decided that you were going to feed your ego. You decided all these things. You decided that you weren't worth enough. You decided that you decided to love yourself. You decided to hate yourself in the hopes that another person would love you. Because all you do. Which is an expectation that comes from ego. But it comes from a good place, and I get that. I get that you didn't see that before. I get that you didn't see that you were serving your ego before in an insidious way. Telling others and yourself that no one would ever understand what you've been through. No one has it worse than you. All these things. I understand. It came from a good place, but it is ego that you're feeding, not your heart. So get up. Make a difference. Start telling yourself that you're going to talk yourself down from the ledge every time you want to get negative. Again, we are all made to love. Everyone was meant to be loved. So start doing the work. My son wants to watch his show. So I'm turning this down so I can talk to you guys still. Start taking action. Because even when you're not taking action, you're taking action. By not taking action of your life, by not taking responsibility of your life, that is taking action. But in a counterproductive way. If you just think that you're going to wake up in 2021 and everything is going to be different. Until it's not. Are you going to wake up in 2021 and cry for 2022? Are you going to make a difference? Are you going to say, all right, these are the cards that I've dealt in 2021, in 2020. I'm going to learn from all these bad moments because I know that they're going to pass. I know in 6 months that they're not going to matter. I know in a week they're not going to matter. I know in an hour it's not going to matter. I know if I continue to magnify it, that's the only time that it matters. I know this. Remember I told you guys I was drained? I think I've stopped yawning. I began to magnify my ability to create. I got on here, I used this energy that I was feeling this morning to create. I changed it. It's more simple than you think. So, do this work. Humor me. If you listen to me, if you listen to my podcast, be the change that you want. When you love yourself, you project love, and love comes into your life. Yes, Papa. Love comes into your life, and the people that aren't meant to be in your life, they leave. But if you love them, regardless, life has a funny way of bringing them back in your life, possibly. And they're always going to think, wow, like, this person loved me so hard. And now I'm able to love. Because I began to do what they were doing. I began to love myself. And then it's just going to be all over the world. But it starts with you. I need you to start this with your inner circle. If you're listening to this, I need you to start loving yourself so you can project love everywhere you go. Onto strangers, onto enemies, onto loved ones, onto family. Yes, Papa. I need you to start doing these things because I need warriors. We need warriors in this world. If we want change, we need to start making it. Make shift happen. We can do this. And each week that you tune in and I have a message for you guys on my heart, we can do this. We are mosquitoes. We're barely noticed. But give us time. And we start, our bite begins to irritate the skin, the largest organ on our body. And before we know it, we can't stop scratching. And they spread sometimes without us even knowing. So be a mosquito, please be a mosquito. Go around biting people with love. Be the difference. Talk yourself down from the ledge. Love yourself and feed your heart. Feed your heart. So, yeah, I think I said everything I wanted to on here. I hope you leave inspired, and I hope you will tag me in this, screenshot this, let me know you're in community with me and how this helped you. I love you guys, and until next time, bye.